Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
All right, our question for today is, how do you view the growing trend of pastors becoming influencers or celebrities? How do you view the growing trend of pastors becoming influencers or celebrities? I found this question rather interesting. So as we ask our pastor for today what the answer to this question is, his view, I'd love to hear his interpretation of the question. How does he, because I couldn't find the concept of influencers or celebrities in scripture. As I was preparing for the show, I thought to myself, what could this person be complaining about? What does she or he mean when they say a pastor is an influencer or a celebrity? But then again, we do have our guest standing by to give us some answers. Joining us now on the line is Pastor Babuluki Museki, joining us to give us some perspective. And Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. I can hear you.
Now, lovely. I can hear you as well. And Mfundisi, our question for today is, how do you view the growing trend of pastors becoming influencers or celebrities? And before you answer, Mfundisi, please help me, because I had a very tough time trying to figure out what this person means when they say pastors are influencers or celebrities. What is your understanding of this person's question?
The question also troubles me a bit, because by virtue of being a pastor, you should influence people. Or being a figure, you should influence people. I mean, being a pastor, you are a minister of the gospel. You are there to influence people to do that which God requires. So I had a bit of trouble understanding influences there. I didn't want to assume.
Okay.
But I just wanted to clear out that by virtue of being a pastor, one is influential.
Okay.
They teach the gospel, people listen to that, they right. accept it. What they say influences how people live their lives.
Right, right.
But then on the issue of being celebrities, again, I'm going to work on an assumption here that taking it from a secular point of view, celebrities are known for, they're infamous, you know, they're known for things that are not really good. It's like they're known for ego and promoting self and self-glorification. So I wanted to assume that. But then there's a bit of disconnect, you know. So I would rephrase the question so that I can deal with one aspect of it, if you allow me.
Okay, I'm curious to hear how you're going to rephrase it, Mfundisi, because I don't want us to steer away from what the person was asking. But let me hear you're going to rephrase it.
Okay, rephrasing it in the sense of, we have already dealt with the aspect of influences,
or being
influential.
Okay.
So, and there's nothing wrong with being influential in that sense. I mean, being a pastor, being a public figure, being a human being,
right.
you influence other people. So we are just, the rephrasing is just basically taking out that aspect and then focusing maybe more on the negative connotation of being a celebrity.
Okay. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mfundisi. Go ahead.
When you look at what the Bible says, really, it promotes this aspect of being humble and serving, not seeking to be served or seeking to be worshipped or revered. That's the tone of the Bible. I mean, even Christ, he humbled himself. He says that we should be humble. The Bible says that we should be humble and only God will lift us up. We should seek to have him being lifted up or increasing and we decreasing. That's the tone of the Bible. And the ministers in the Bible throughout, you know, from the prophets of the Old Testament to the apostles of the New Testament. And Christ also cautioned his followers to avoid practicing righteousness to be seen by other people. He says that in Matthew chapter 6, there was this group of people who were doing things to be known and to be praised by men. They were called the Pharisees in Christ's time. And pastors generally are called to be shepherds. I mean, that's what the Bible says. It calls them shepherds. And sometimes it says the word shepherd instead of pastor.
Right.
And the role of a shepherd is to say, you look at how a shepherd takes care of the sheep. The sheep is not really taking care of the shepherd, but the shepherd braves the weather, braves the difficult terrain, the dangers, so that he can find pasture and clean water
right.
and safety for the flock.
Mm.
So pastors will have more of that mindset when they serve. And also Christ is that he came not to be served, but to serve. And pastors are called to imitate the chief shepherd by Peter, chief shepherd being Christ. So they also should be, the primary role is to serve and not to be served, as in how the celebrity culture in the secular world operates. And then, when I look at what we have in the social media, I mean, that's where we usually get this exposure to celebrities.
Mm.
Now, there's nothing wrong with social media in and of itself. It can be used, and we are using social media as AWR, using social media to influence people to be students of the Bible, to have a closer walk with Jesus. I mean, I follow on TikTok, I follow on Facebook, on YouTube. That's a good thing. So there's nothing intrinsically wrong with social media, and there's nothing wrong with pastors or ministers of the gospel having social media handles where they preach the gospel. I'm saying all these things because this is the language that is associated with social media, influencers and all that. But there's nothing wrong with social media per se. But I would say is the approach that one uses. Are they seeking to be glorified, to be praised, or they are using that to promote the kingdom of Christ and to promote God and glorify God? That is where the issue is. And so when we find ourselves competing for glory with God, then we have lost the spirit of Christianity and of service as pastors or as ministers of the gospel. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, he says, "We do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." So that should be the watchword, that should be the spirit behind and the motive behind every action and everything that is being done by a minister of the gospel in their different capacities. In that way, then they are not, trying to get God's glory for themselves, but they are serving God. And whoever comes to God through them, all the glory goes to God, not to such ministers. And if pastors use their platform to glorify God and point people to Christ, it can be a blessing. But if it becomes about self-promotion, it risks distorting the message of humility and service that are integral to the gospel ministry.
Are you still there, Mfundis?
Yes. That's basically how I can respond to this question. And I really tried to understand what they were saying and not to be monomaniac in their approach. So that's why I had to first deal with the issue of influencing and showing that there's nothing wrong with being influential, really.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with being a celebrity as well. Is that what the pastor is saying?
There's nothing wrong with being a celebrity. And the thing is, celebrity in the sense of are you celebrity can be is the person popular, the person well known. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all know Jesus right now. Even though we have not met him in person, but almost everyone everywhere knows about Jesus, knows about people in the Bible that we read stories of. So if it's in that sense, there's nothing wrong with that. And again, I wouldn't want to get so stuck on the terms and the text, but the motives behind the work that someone is doing. That is actually what matters more.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Appreciate your time and your insights. Looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Brother Mfundis.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.